Audio Jungle.
What's going on, everybody? What's going on? What's going on? Stay loyal, stay righteous, stay true to yourself. Stay loyal, stay righteous, stay true to yourself. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Envy, aka TDA, the Devil's Advocate. And I know y'all wasn't expecting this, but boom, out of nowhere, I bring you another one. That's right, another one. Nah, this is just a quick podcast to keep everybody updated on what's going on. I haven't fell off the planet and the earth. Actually, if you've been following my other avenues, you know that I haven't fell off the earth. If you're following the YouTube page for the podcast, you see my morning motivations up there. If you follow the gaming page, you see my gaming. You see I drop content every day on there. You also see the workout videos on in the podcast YouTube channel. But I've been mainly focused on the gaming aspect is because I am literally so close to becoming monetized over there that I've been focused on that. And plus, I really haven't been nothing to talk about. I have stuff to talk about now, but I didn't have anything to talk about before. And plus, I was focused on the things that I told you guys I was going to be focused on, which was school and career change and everything. And those things have came into fruition. So if you've been listening since the last episode, yes, those things have came into fruition. Your boy is in school, and your boy has a new job. I am currently in the onboarding process right now to become a youth specialist for Sheltering Arms New York. Sheltering Arms New York is, well, you know, the name says it for itself, Sheltering Arms. So, you know, so it's basically, it provides, you know, places for, you know, youth. Basically, it's like, you know how there might be an adult who's homeless or might be struggling and go to the shelter for services and stuff like that? Well, the same thing's happening with Sheltering Arms, but they mostly deal with, you know, juvenile delinquents. You know, kids who are, you know, in the prison system or, you know, parents gave up on them or whatever like that. So I'm going to be working with children between the ages 11 and 17. And try to steer them the right way, which is way different from doing security at PayPal, but also might be my calling. I'm always inspiring people. I always thrive to inspire. I want to inspire people to be better, be greater, be more creative. So what I figured out is, hey, maybe that's what I need to do. And I know I'm going in and I ain't going to save everybody. But I'm going to try to save who I can, help who I can, and be the best youth specialist I can be for the kids, man. That's my next journey. Hopefully, when it comes down to the onboarding process, I have done everything I was obligated to do. So it's just a waiting game for me, which is cool because the more they wait, the closer I get to the August 6th day when my anniversary with my job, which I will be telling them that I will no longer be here. Is it I'm no longer going to be here or I'm going part-time? Well, more than likely, it will be me going part-time. I'm not going to not be here or whatever like that. So, yeah, I believe it'll be me just going part-time, which I can do. I can do that. I don't mind doing that. It's cool. Also, I want to cash in my vacation. So, if I quit, I don't think I'll get my vacation paid. But I want to cash that in and get that before I turn part-time. Because what they're going to do is when I turn part-time, oh, well, you know, you're part-time. No. That vacation was earned already. Technically, I already earned that. Technically. But yeah, man, We got a lot to speak about, though. I don't think I'm going to do a season finale. I'm going to just call this, you know, the update. But I don't think I'm going to do season finales and all that stuff. I'm going to just continue doing episodes on top of episodes on top of episodes. I might even go back and renumber them. Yeah, I might go back and renumber them. Who knows? But, yeah, man, I've been working on a lot, though. I've been working on becoming a better parent as well. Been spending time with my kids. Just hollered at my son. My daughter, she dodging me. I don't know. She's 17, so maybe she started, you know, doing being grown. And now she's just trying to avoid me because she know I could tell. Or she might think I could know I could tell. I mean, I don't know what she's thinking. But my daughter's avoiding me. But she know when I catch her, I'm going to give her a noogie. I'm going to give her a big fat noogie. But nah. Other than that, I've just been focused on a lot of other things. There's a lot of crazy things going in the world. I would be remiss not to speak on this abortion fiasco that's going on and what I see. What I see going on in social media and in the world, which I'm not liking. First and foremost, happy Juneteenth. Happy Juneteenth. I'm gonna focus on this abortion thing because this is really. I see a lot of things. First and foremost, one thing I would like to say about females out there who do not have children. Do me a favor. Stop talking on shit that you don't know about. I really, truly hate that. I hate when a female who doesn't have any children talk about what a male or female should be doing as a parent. Go walk your dog. Go feed your cat. And then shut up. That's my opinion on that. Go walk your dog, go feed your cat, and then shut up. Because you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You will never know what the fuck you're talking about. Never, never. Until you have that bond, there's a difference. I don't care what nobody says. There's a difference between that child, but you could be the biggest aunt, the biggest grandma, the biggest stepmom in the world. That shit don't matter until that blood in that human being is yours. It's a different type of bond. You will never understand. I don't give a damn how much you study. None of that. You will never, ever, 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 ever understand. So shut up. Shut up. God, that shit is annoying. Now, what I would like is for a lot of you, and I hate to separate you, but a lot of you black women. Yes. A lot of you black women out there, please do me a favor. Stop putting the black men in the category of all men when you guys are talking about this abortion thing. This has nothing to do with the black man. I repeat, this abortion fiasco has nothing to do with the black man. Honestly speaking, and it's sad to say, but it's the truth. If anyone is for abortions, trust me, it's us. I hate to say it that way. I hate to bring the narrative to light or the truth to light or whatever how you want to say it. But 9 times out of 10, we are down with the abortion. Me personally, I don't believe in it. But I understand there are men out there who be just trying to get some ass. They got some ass, got to go pregnant, and want to go right to the top shop. And the female is down with it, too, because they just wanted their little 10, 15 minutes of fun as well. They didn't want 21 years worth of fucking pain and heartache with it. So, yeah, I'm with it. And trust me, we're with it. That's not us. So stop grouping all. I hate when I saw a post that said, oh, well, how come? Well, we should just force fatherhood on men since they force motherhood. They are. It's called child support, bitch. That's what it's called. That shit had me hot. I'm like, you must have never heard of child support, because at the end of the day, if I don't want this kid, guess what? You don't give a shit. It's your body. You can do what you want. And if you want to keep the kid, you can keep the kid. All you're going to do is go right down to the courts. forced me to be the father financially, visitating, physically, you know, in some way, shape, or form, you're going to force me to be a dad. And again, I'm not speaking for myself. I'm just speaking in general. One of you people, oh my God, you're a terrible dad, or for some, what I say, like, you're an idiot. But you can't be, oh, that's just forced fatherhood. It's called child support. And again, the crazy part is the anchor of my whole argument, both scenarios, child support and the abortion, is due to the same person. The mailman. Yes. This abortion shit, even child support shit, I'm gonna mix them both, is all due to the mailman. And for those who don't know who the mailman is, it's the white man. Yes, the white man. Let me explain something to you what happened. Back in the day, right, women decided that they wanted the same rights as men. Which, shit, to me, why not? I hate when women try to do that shit, but then hide behind the fact that they're... No. You wanted the same rights, keep the same energy at all times. You wanted equal pay, equal jobs, equal this, equal that. So when your job consists of maybe lifting something 75 pounds, don't look towards me, the man. No. We have the same job, boo-boo. Lift that shit. Lift it. I don't give a damn if you're a woman. You wanted the same rights. Lift it. That's my only issue, is y'all be trying to hide behind that womanhood when y'all don't want to do something, but then want equal rights when y'all want to do something. But that's not the point right now. The point I'm trying to make is the mayo man, mayo short for mayonnaise. The mayo man said, you want rights? You want the same job as me? You want the same money as me? All right. Well, watch this. How about this? How about you raise these kids then? By yourself, though. That's what happened. White men started leaving white women and their children. Just leaving them. You want to be the man in the house, or be the man in the... And that was just their... That was basically their ultimate tactic to say, okay, you can't do both. You can't get the job that you want with the money you want and still be a mom. That's what they were saying back in the day. Black women been doing it for years, but we ain't on that right now. That's what the white man thought he could do. So, it didn't work. So he was like, fine. You guys want to work? You don't want to sit there and have our babies? They can't repopulate, so they decided to regulate. That's what they did just now. That's what the whole overturning was for. They couldn't repopulate, so they had to regulate. They had to make it a rule. And a lot of states don't agree with the rule. Come on, you know, see New York and California, we ain't with that shit. But I'm just saying, don't group us black men in that when the male man is pulling it. And if we're going to be real, women, all women now. I'm not even talking to black women, all women. And this is my last point because I got to get up out of here after this. We're going to keep this short. But all women, remember who you voted for. Remember that. That is very important. Remember who you voted for. That Supreme Court judge was voted by people. Some of you women who are sitting there upset about the overturn. You voted for that Supreme Court judge. You did. That was your vote that got that person in that office. That's very important. Remember who you vote for. Remember what their ethics is. Remember what they want to fight for. That's it, man. It's a sad situation. I'm going to speak some more on this on another episode, but I just had to get that out during this episode. But again, man, y'all know my slogan. Until next time. Stay loyal, stay righteous, stay true to yourself. And my Mighty 5000. Peace. Hey, everybody. Welcome to a new segment of the show called Black Business Spotlight. Well, it's technically not new. It's old, but I'm bringing it back. And I'm going to be highlighting black-owned businesses that I want to spotlight, that I feel that needs or, you know, warrants more exposure out there. Even though I'm small-time, they're probably bigger than me, but who knows? Maybe there's 10 people I know want to go show some love to these black businesses. This week, or this episode, or this month, because I might be doing it monthly. I might, you know what I'm saying, take one, do it for the whole month. But this particular segment is based on a friend of mine from high school. And that's Navi's Kitchen Company, LLC. That's right, Navi's Kitchen. That's a friend of mine, Navi. That's the name he's going by, so that's the name he's going to run with. I know his real name, but I'm not going to expose it out there. But Navi's Kitchen is a catering company based out in Brooklyn. And Navi is a real dear friend of mine. Amazing chef. Y'all hear the words I said. Some people say good cook. Some people say can burn. I say amazing chef. Top tier chef. And it's not just one area in the kitchen that he's good with. It's not just like, oh, he's good with the cookies, or he's good with the cakes, or just the pudding, or his mac and cheese is to die for. Every single thing. Let me explain to y'all. I hate vegetables. Only two people in the world got me to eat vegetables I hate. My Aunt Kim, who did something with the carrots that made them shits amazing. I still don't know to this day, and I don't want to know. I don't want to know the recipe because I only want her carrots. And Navi with the collard greens. Everybody knows I don't really rock collard greens, but I've been eating collard greens ever since I had Navi's. And a great, great bartender. Yes, he has mixed drinks as well. Let me run down the list of what he has. Soul food, baked goods, drinks, pastries, desserts. Based out in Brooklyn. Like I told you guys, I've known him since I was in high school. And I've known him to be a great cook since high school. But I believe he got his passion for cooking when he was smaller, before we even met. I believe, if I remember his story correctly, he got his passion from basically cooking with his grandmother. And all he wanted to do was play in the water. That's really what he did. He ain't really want to cook. He wanted to play in the water. It just so happened that the universe works in mysterious ways. So him playing in the water sparked a plug for his passion for cooking. Navi's Cooking Company been started since 2016. Actually started on a trip to Niagara Falls with just a dozen of some mini cheesecakes he made. But like I told you, all you need to do is taste one thing from Navi's Kitchen. And trust and believe, you'll be in love. You'll be in love. And after that, the Niagara Falls trip, it was off to the races. From there, he started his soul food sales. And he's been catering for some big, big events. Navi's Kitchen, if you see the NK, if you see the NK symbol at any place that sells food, trust me. You know, you matter of fact, when you bite into it, you will know you're eating from Navi's Kitchen. The pandemic came, but 2021, he kicked things back up. He's back in the business. He's back catering big events. Some of your favorite stars might have eaten from him. Some of your favorite local celebrities probably eaten from him. And you don't even know it. You're missing out, man. Just go to navi's kitchen@gmail.com for inquiries. Navi's Kitchen.com, the website coming soon. Go on Facebook, Instagram. Just type in Navi's Kitchen, N-A-V-I, Kitchen. Trust me, it's the best food you will ever taste in your life. The best drinks you will ever taste in your life. And it's black owned, baby. Can't go wrong with that, man. Trust and believe, man. Just go on Facebook, go on Instagram, type in Navi's Kitchen, it'll pop right up. Matter of fact, if you go on YouTube right now and you go to a page called Just Sophie, J-U-S-T space S-O-P-H-I-E, there's a whole 11-minute documentary about it. And they're sitting there eating the food and doing the live taste test right in front of you. So go check it out, man. This week's Black Business Spotlight on I'm Just Saying Podcast with Enemy. The Black Business Spotlight goes to no other than Navi's Kitchen, based out of Brooklyn, New York, man. And I'm telling you, when I mean the bet, matter of fact, let's make a bet. If this food ain't better than your mama's, you get to slap me. If it is better than your mama's, I get to slap your mama. Huh? Huh? All right then, man. Again, salute to Navi and Navi's Kitchen for being the Black Business Spotlighter of this month. I'm hoping for you. I'm rooting for you, man. hopefully other black people or all people of all colors will come to you, all walks of life will come to you for catering needs. Again, hit them up on Instagram or Facebook at Navi's Kitchen, or you can email them navi'skitchen@gmail.com. Until next time, y'all know my slogan: stay loyal, stay righteous, stay true to yourself. And I'm out. Peace.
Audio Jungle.
What's going on, everybody? What's going on? Stay loyal, stay righteous, stay true to yourself. Stay loyal, stay righteous, stay true to yourself.
Audio Jungle.